Kyle, welcome aboard.
I had a question. I believe it's related to this whole conversation. Why is Jesus continuously, like, over and over again referred to as the Word of God?
Well, we see it first in John's Gospel, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So identifying the Word of God as Jesus himself. The word is, in the Greek, it's logos, or verbum in Latin, as St. Jerome rendered it. And it's a word that we use to try to explain, or try to, you might say, signify the nature of the Son in relation to the Father. So this is in the Trinity itself, in God as God, three persons subsisting in one nature, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And what does that mean exactly? So the inspired word logos, some people pronounce it logos, it was inspired, and this is us, you know, what we believe was in the mind of the Holy Spirit when he inspired St. John to write this, is that the relationship of the Son to the Father is one of being a mirror image, you might say, of the Father. So we're using clumsy and limited human terminology, but hopefully this will get the point across. So God as God is infinite in all of his perfections, knowledge, truth, goodness, beauty, unity, etc., existence. And the operations of a personal being, or the things that a personal being does most fundamentally, would be knowing and loving, or choosing. So in God, we recognize that he knows and he loves. Now, with his knowledge, God knows everything that can be known, but everything outside of him, of course, is finite, so it runs out at a certain point. God can't know you infinitely because you're not infinite. And yet God's knowledge is infinite, so it means that it can't extend solely to his creation. It must include himself. So because we say that God's knowledge is infinite, there's no limit to it, that means that his knowledge of himself, now follow me closely on this one, Kyle. God's knowledge of himself is infinite because he himself is infinite. So the Father's knowledge of himself is infinite, but how can that be? You can't have a second infinite thing because it wouldn't be infinite because it's not the first thing, and the first thing is not the second thing. They would cancel each other out. So the church recognizes by divine revelation that the Father's knowledge or word of himself, this mirror image you might say, is distinct from him, but it's not separate from him. It's not like a separate thing, a separate God, so to speak. So whereas you and I would look in the mirror and you would see your reflection, it is a reflection of you, but it's not you. In the case of God, in this, in a very mysterious way, God's knowledge of himself is a mirror image of him, and it too is infinite, sharing his divine nature, but it's distinct from him. And this is the Son, the Word of God, God's word about himself, saying who he is. That's the Son. Now, the second operation of a personal being is love. This is the will. So God's knowledge of himself is infinite, and of course, God is perfect in every respect. So God loves the image of himself. He loves the Son, and that love is also infinite. So now we have a third reality here, and this does not happen in time. It's not as though one thing leads to the next thing that leads to it doesn't happen like that. This is eternal, constant, and eternal. But the knowledge that the Father has of himself, the Word of God, the Son, they know each other and they love each other. And so that infinite, unending, unlimited love that the Father has for the Son and the Son has for the Father is another distinct, unlimited reality, and that is the third person of the Trinity. Now, it's not just merely the feeling of love or an emotion as we human beings would experience. It's a real person. This is what gives rise to, again, human terminology. This doesn't happen in time. But this is what gives rise to the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. So the reason we call Jesus the Word of God is, as I described, and the word logos in the Greek, or verbum in the Latin is about as close as we can come in human language to describing that reality. Does that help a little bit?
Wow, that does. Yeah, and that's amazing and hard to grasp from a human perspective sometimes, but that really sheds some light on it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let me recommend a good book, Kyle. It can take you much deeper. It's called Theology and Sanity by Frank Sheed. It will take you into some really deep waters that you're going to love. And I have a feeling once you've read that book, your mind will be blown and you'll have a big grin on your face and you're going to say, oh my gosh, I thought I understood, but now I understand a whole lot more. So check that book out.
I will. Thank you, Patrick.
You got it, Kyle. Thank you. I love talking about this stuff. How can you not love talking about God, right? Well, we have to take a pause, and we'll come right back with more of your phone calls. Call this number now, please. We'll get you on the air, 888-914-9149. I'll be right back.
For more of The Patrick Madrid Show, visit relevantradio.com/Patrick.